Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Carter here. And welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Today, we're diving into something that hits us all at some point, comparing ourselves to others. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel like your life is a total snooze fest compared to everyone else's highlight reel? Yeah, me too. It's like walking into a party where everyone already knows each other, and you're just awkwardly standing in the corner wondering if they have enough chips and dip. But here's the thing. That comparison game is a sneaky monster, constantly whispering doubts and feeding our insecurities. It's time to take back control, friends. So, let's break down some key takeaways to help us ditch the envy and embrace our own unique journeys. First things first, remember that social media is like a curated garden. People only show you their blooming flowers, not the weeds they're battling in the background. It's easy to get caught up in someone else's perfectly edited version of reality, but it doesn't reflect the full picture. Just because your feed looks like everyone's winning at life doesn't mean that's actually happening behind closed doors. Next, let's talk about gratitude. Instead of focusing on what you lack, shift your energy to appreciating what you already have. It sounds simple, but it can be a game changer. Take a moment each day to list three things you're grateful for, big or small, and watch how that positive mindset shifts your perspective. Remember, comparison is the thief of joy. It steals our happiness by making us feel inadequate and envious of others. So, instead of comparing yourself to someone else's path, focus on your own journey. Celebrate your successes, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. You're not in a race with anyone else, you're simply striving to become the best version of yourself. Another thing that helps is to identify your triggers. What types of content or accounts tend to make you feel envious? Once you know what they are, consciously choose to unfollow those accounts and limit your exposure. You have the power to curate your online experience and create a space that supports your well-being. You know, it's like choosing your music. You wouldn't blast heavy metal all day if you wanted to relax and unwind, right? Finally, remember that true happiness comes from within. It's not based on external validation or possessions. Cultivate self-love and acceptance by focusing on your strengths, celebrating your uniqueness, and treating yourself with kindness. When you're content with who you are, comparison becomes irrelevant. Think about a time when you felt envious of someone else's success. Maybe it was their new job, a big accomplishment, or even just an amazing vacation photo they posted online. What were those feelings like? Did envy consume your thoughts and leave you feeling drained? Or did you take a step back, acknowledge the emotion, and choose to focus on your own path? This is where that self-awareness comes in handy. Recognizing those triggers, whether it's scrolling through a specific feed or comparing yourself to someone in particular, allows you to make conscious choices about how you respond. You can choose to unfollow, take a break from social media, or even simply shift your focus to something more positive. Now, let's recap. Remember that social media is curated, practice gratitude, ditch the comparison game, identify your triggers, and cultivate self-love. Take these insights and put them into action today. Maybe it's unfollowing a few accounts that trigger envy, or making a list of things you're grateful for. Even small steps can make a big difference in how you feel about yourself and the world around you. Remember, you are worthy, you are capable, and your journey is unique and valuable. So keep shining bright, my friends. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with tips to help you navigate the world of social media in a healthier way. Until then, take care of yourselves, mentally, physically, and emotionally, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.